The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where this afternoon it's the Tufts Jumbos and the Middlebury Panthers in a big NESCAC matchup. My name is Kim Lower, and I'll be bringing you all the action of this afternoon's contest. The Panthers coming off a miraculous overtime victory last evening by a score of 1-0. Vinny Gisanti scoring with just about 2 minutes left in the overtime session finally evens the score for the Panthers in the season series with the Camels, with one win, one tie, and one loss. So last night, the phrase for the day was third time's the charm. Today, let the good times roll. The Panthers on a roll, and they've got a Tufts Jumbo team here that was shellacked last night by the Purple Cows of Williams by a score of 4-0. Williams, the number 11 ranked team in Division III ice hockey, but the Jumbos fell down, and they fell down early with 2 minutes left in the second period. The score was 4-0. So the Jumbos did well in the third period to hold the Purple Cows at bay. However, not enough to come back. So two teams sporting the exact same record face off here today. Both the Panthers and the Jumbos, 6 wins, 7 losses, and 4 ties. But in the NESCAC, quite a bit different. Middlebury's NESCAC record, 5-2-4. Tufts, 2-6-3, putting Tufts just about in the ninth spot in the NESCAC. So the Panthers able to feast on Connecticut College last night. Hopefully they're going to be able to do the same here this afternoon against the Tufts Jumbos. But last night, it was just one goal. We had to wait just about 63 minutes, maybe a little more than 63 minutes into the contest before someone finally dented the twine. Tom Conlon had done a superior job for the Camels last night, but it was Vinny Gisanti picking the puck up, making a nice play on an interception right around the center ice area. Came in on the left wing, shot it high, had about a pie hole of about maybe 5 to 6 inches. Very close. You can hear it on the replay here. You can hear it clink off the metal. But it was Vinny Gisanti sending the Panthers home happy last night. Not able to control the puck. Back comes Di Pretoro. Over the line to Michaud. Michaud shot high across the crossbeam into the Middlebury end. Rebound all the way back into the Camel zone. 2:10 now left in the contest. Giordano. Score! Vinny Gisanti scores a game-winning goal! And Middlebury wins it 1-0. Vinny Gisanti coming over the left wing, took a wicked shot, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies, and he beats Tom Conlon like a redhead. And that's all it took for Middlebury last night was Vinny Gisanti scoring his 7th goal of the season. He sends the hometown fans happy to their to their exits. And tonight, again, it's Middlebury versus Tufts. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer back here at Kenyon Arena. Tufts Jumbo's in town for the second game of a two-game homestand. Last night, of course, the Connecticut College Camels giving the Panthers everything they could handle. Finally, the match decided by Vinny Desanti. Overtime goal, just a beauty. I've been watching Middlebury College hockey since about 1972, and Vinny's goal ranks right up there as the best goal I've seen a Panther score. The other one that comes to mind, just because of its importance, was Big Daddy Mark Spence in that first NCAA championship game against the Blue Devils of Fredonia State. But that was just the significance of that for the Panther program with winning the first NCAA championship in the first year they really were eligible. But as far as beauty goals, Vinny Gassanti's in my top five. Another one a lot of fans out there may remember many years ago, Benny Barnett, number 11. Remember him over at Kreitzberg Arena in the NCAA championships at the end of a long line? Kind of just lazily flips it in from center ice and he scores the goal. Wow, that was an incredible goal. Not exactly a pretty goal, but certainly a memorable goal. And Gesantis is going to go down just like that as well. But this afternoon, the Panthers have to take care of the Tufts Jumbos. The Jumbos, like I say, they come in with a mark 6-7-4, just like the Panthers. But in the NESCAC, the Jumbos having a little bit more difficult time, coming in with a total of 7 points for the season. Panthers in pretty good shape, 14 points. Williams, 17 points. Trinity, 18 points. So it's teams are starting to shake themselves out just a little bit here. There's the top five. There's the top four or five, and then there's the bottom. The rest of the pack there too. So the Panthers can ill afford to misstep here. They're going to be on the road at some tough opponents coming up here next weekend. They face off against the Wesleyan Cardinals down in Connecticut. The next day at Trinity with the Bantams, those are going to be two really tough games for the team. And then they've got a Thursday and Friday home and home with the Purple Cows. Thursday the 11th, going to be down in the land of the Purple Cow in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And then Friday, that Friday night game, the 12th, a 7 p.m. start here at Kenyon Arena. So some good games coming up. All the games, of course, broadcast here live on WVTK. Brett Luthner is going to be handling the Wesleyan games down in the Nutmeg State next weekend, and I'll be handling the home-and-home for the boys up and down Route 7. So some good hockey coming up. The stated goal of Neil Sinclair earlier this year, he wants a top-four NESCAC finish this year. Means that they're going to be hosting a quarterfinal NESCAC game. Put themselves in some nice position for the NESCAC tournament. So all sorts of good hockey coming up. And Middlebury needs to start it off on the right foot right now, increasing their win total with a nice one over the Tufts Jumbos. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency on Washington Street in Middlebury. And currently you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
One thing you want for Valentine's Day. Go. Exactly. I don't know either. Village Gifts knows. They have new Valentine's Beanie Boos, new baked beads jewelry, including heart earrings and necklaces, bangles, bracelets, and necklaces by Alexis Angels, earrings by Eye Catching Jewelry in Maine. Village Gifts for Valentine's Day. Route 15, Jericho.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer back here at Kenyon Arena on the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Throughout the season, we've been stressing the four keys to success, as my friend Jim LaBerge liked to do. And last night, let's just take a look and see how the Panthers did on that. They squeaked out a 1-0 overtime victory, but the four keys to success, move your feet. Panthers did a nice job of that last night. Good skating. Good hustle on the ice. Bury your chances. Well, there was kind of good news and bad news on that. Good news was Vinny Gisanti buried the only chance that they really needed to have buried. Bad news was Panthers had numerous other opportunities as well and just couldn't seem to find the back of the twine. Conlon did a nice job, but he was no Superman in net. The Panthers just some opportunities to kind of, fell by the wayside. Block shots, the Panthers do the best job of that you can believe. They're very few shots get through to Steve Klein or Liam Moorfield Yee. They do a wonderful job blocking shots, taking one for the team, if you want to call it that, just going down and just deflecting the shots. They've done that. They do that almost to a T. Staying out of the penalty box, not such a good job of that last night. Certainly not as bad as it was up at Norwich, but the Panthers last night, they took how many penalties here? They took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 penalties in the game. And a lot of them really, to be honest with you, fans, not really necessary. But they skate away with the victory. So at this point, the Panthers, last night in the keys to success, let's call it that they got 2.5 out of a possible 4 points on that one. The starting lineup for the Tufts Jumbos under the tutelage of Pat Norton start off like this. Centering the first line is going to be number 19, Clay Berger. He is a freshman, 6'4", 212 from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Clay on the season, no goals but five helpers. On the left side, he's going to be dishing off to the top scorer for the Jumbos. That's number 9, Brian Brown. Brian, a sophomore, 5'9", 180 from Pembroke Pines, Florida. So a couple Floridians on the top line for Pat Norton. On the season, Brian has 5 goals, 8 assists for a total of 13 points. And on the right side is going to be number 8, Chad Goldberg, a sophomore, 5'11", 190 from Agoura Hills, California. On the season, Chad has 3 goals, 5 assists for a total of 8 points. On the blue line, the starters are going to be number 5, Brian Willett. Brian, sophomore, 5'9", 185 from Arlington, Massachusetts, comes into the contest with 1 goal and 4 assists for 5 points. And his defensive mate is number 24, Trevor Davis, a sophomore, 6', 195 from Hingham, Mass. On the season, Trevor looking for his first point. So a relatively youthful-looking team out there for Pat Norton on the starting lineup. The intern of the Twines for the Jumbos is going to be number 1, Mason Poldy, who is a junior. He's 5'10", 180 from Lexington, Massachusetts. On the season, Mason sports a 4-win, 4-loss, and 2-tie record. He's got a 94.9 saves percentage and a 1.67 goals against. So this kid is the real deal for the Jumbos. Anytime you get anywhere close to 94.5 save percent and 1.67 goals against, you got a stud between the pipes. So that's the starting lineup for the Tufts Jumbos. Centered off with Clay Berger. To the left side, Brian Brown. And to the right side, Chad Goldberg. Back on the blue line, Brian Willett. Trevor Davis in between the pipes. Number 1, Mason Poldy. For the hometown Middlebury Panthers, a little bit of a shakeup, not in the lines, but with the who's going to be starting for the team. And Coach Neil Sinclair for the 6-7 and 4 Panthers is going to have a different starter lineup all around except in goal. That's going to feature number 37, Mark McClellan. He is going to be starting this evening at center. Mark is a sophomore, 6', 187 from Surrey, British Columbia. On the left side, he's going to have his winger, number 38, Camille Tkachuk, a freshman, 6', 190 from Oakville, Ontario. And on the right side, and this kid's a good one, Travis Stevens, a sophomore, 5'11", 180 from Victoria, B.C. So a couple British Columbians there on the starting lineup. Mark McClellan from Surrey, B.C., and Travis Stevens from Victoria, B.C. On the season, Mark McClellan looking for his first goal. Maybe he'll get it tonight. He's got 5 assists on the season. On the left side, Camille Tkachuk, 1 goal, 2 assists for a total of 3 points this year. And on the right side, Travis Stevens comes in 2 goals, 2 assists, total of 4 points. So a bit of a shakeup as far as who's the starters. The lines, though, the same as they were last night, and we'll go over that just after we finish up the starting lineups here for the Panthers. On the defense, another shakeup as far as who's going to be starting for the game. It's going to feature number 22, Spencer Cage, freshman, 5'11". 190 from Fishers, Indiana. He had a spectacular game last night. Comes in with 2 goals, 1 assist for a total of 3 points. And he's paired up with Terry Gogan, a senior. Terry, number 44, 6'1", 194 from Wenton, Massachusetts. He has 1 goal, 3 assists for a total of 4 points on the season. And the intern of the igloo for the Panthers, as it was last night, Stephen Klein, the sophomore goaltender, number 31, stands 6'2". He's from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He's 185. On the season, 5 wins, 6 losses and a tie, 91.7 saves percent, 2.5 goals against. So on paper, it would seem that that Mason Poldy has a little bit better credential this season than Stephen Klein. But if you've seen Klein play this year, you know he squares to the shooters very well. He does a great job covering up. He goes post to post very nicely, and you're not going to find a better Division III goalie than Stephen Klein, who's between the pipes for the Panthers this afternoon. The other Panther lines, as I said, they're all the same, but let's go over them just so that kind of get to know who's going to be doing what there for the Panthers. First line is going to be centered by Evan Newgold, a senior from Goshen, Connecticut. He's got 4 goals and 9 assists for 13 points on the season. On his left side, it's going to be Vinny DeSanti, number 18 from Montreal, Quebec. 7 goals, 5 assists for a total of 12 points for Vinny. And on the right side, Jake Charles, a senior from West Vancouver, British Columbia. And Jake has 4 goals and assists for a total of 5 points. So that's the first line for the Panthers. The second line is being started by Coach Neil Sinclair. The third line, centered up by Brendan McGovern, a senior from Centerport, New York. McGovern has 4 goals and assists for a total of 5 points. On the left side, Zach Haggerty. 4 goals, 2 assists for a total of 6 points. And Zach is a local boy from over the mountains and through the woods at Stowe, Vermont. And on the right wing side, it's Mike Najara, junior from Stoneham, Massachusetts. He has 2 goals, 3 assists for a total of 5 points on the season. Fourth line, the Panthers will be skating Mark Lyman, a freshman from Deep Haven, Minnesota. 2 goals and an assist for 3. Jimmy McKee, and this kid was good last night too, looking for his first Panther points, but it's only a matter of games, fans, before he picks it up, because this kid is good to watch. He's the center on that line. On the right side is Paul Falvey, senior from Hingham, Massachusetts. He's got a total of 1 goal, 1 assist total, 2 points in total. Back on the defense, Andrew Neary and Ron Fishman. That's a combination the Panther fans have seen throughout the season. Neary, a junior from Milton, has 4 points on the season. Fishman, a senior from Roslyn, New York, has 10 points on the season. Fishman, 2 goals, 8 assists. So he's the setup man for back here at the right point. Third defensive combination, Zach Wire, a sophomore from Shoreview, Minnesota. He's got 1 assist on the season. And David Belouche, also 1 assist on the season. He's a sophomore from Andover. Wire, number 12. Belouche, number 42. So that's the Panther lineup. Up and down the charts, the referees for and the linesmen for today's games. The referees are Mike San Luis and Scott Prim. The linesmen, Scott Recor and Mike Roble. And the Panthers being introduced now. They skate this afternoon in their home white uniforms, trimmed up in blue. Tufts in their brown uniforms, trimmed up with a light blue and white. And for the period, Tufts will be defending the goal down by the student end of the rink, which is down at the Cornwall end of the rink if you've been here to Kenyon Arena lately. And the Panthers will defend the other end. They're going to be skating left to right on your radio dial. They defend the goal down toward the Middlebury Town end. Panthers, of course, like I said, in their white uniforms with the blue trim. And this has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, the national anthems have been played. Large contingent of Tufts fans here, actually from a track and field and swimming event. And they're all down there cheering their team on to victory, as well are some of the Middlebury swimmers and track people at the other end. So a lively crowd here with some student participation. Tufts over at the bench. Mason Poldy getting some final words of encouragement from his line mates, from teammates rather, Chad Goldberg and Brian Brown. Mark McClellan going back to exchange some pleasantries with Stephen Klein, and we're about ready to get underway. We're going to kick some tires and light some fires here at Kenyon Arena. It's the Jumbos and the Panthers. Lively atmosphere here with the students. It'll be a good one. Middlebury going for the weekend sweep. 1-0. Great overtime victory last night against the Camels. The Jumbos shellacked by the Purple Cows down in Williamstown. Here we go. Berger down against McClellan. And the Panthers win the draw. Goes back to Gogan. Gogan loses the puck, though, to Brian Brown, but he can't do anything with it. Sent out to center ice. Shot in by Brian Ouellette, and the Panthers control with Gogan. Up to Stevens. Flips it in from the right side, deep into the corner it goes. Tkachuk goes after four of the Panthers. To McClellan. In the corner, Tkachuk tries to take his man out of the way, bounces Ouellette out of there, back to the point, can't be kept in, out to the center ice, area it goes. Cage couldn't keep it alive. Gogan with it now, in the Middlebury zone. Headmans the puck to McClellan by the Middlebury bench, over the blue line, drop pass, shot by Stevens, good save, Poldy. Nice drive there by Travis Stevens, but a better save by Mason Poldy. And with 19-19 left in the first period, a faceoff coming to the right side of the Tufts netminder. And out comes Jasanti, Newgold, and Charles for the Panthers. Newgold down for the draw. Has Gogan at the, or excuse me, has Fishman at the top of the slot. Gets it to him. Fishman dribbles it in to Jasanti. He can't get it. Charles takes a whack at it, but away fly the Jumbos. Over the Middlebury line, in a goal, backhand shot, nice kick save by Klein. From a bad angle, Klein makes another save. Two real good shots there by David Lackner, freshman out of Springfield. Kind of a big boy, 6 foot, 200 pounds, but with that, a stoppage in play. Klein doing a nice job hugging that goalpost like his girlfriend and hangs on for the save. Faceoff coming to the right side of the Panther netminder. Newgold wins the draw, sends it back to Neary around the boards. It goes to Jasanti. Jasanti in the corner trying to get something going here. And a high stick here. We could have a penalty coming up here as it looks like a stick went in the face of Ron Fishman. We'll see what happens. Referee skating over, and it is. It's going to be a Panther power play here at the 108 mark. And going into the box is going to be number 25 for the Jumbos. And that would be, let me see here, Nick Abeni. And that will put the Panthers on the power play. A Benny going in, probably going to be a high stick. He looks like he caught Fishman right up in the face area, but the Panthers on the power play. Let's see if they can take advantage of it. Back to the point it goes. Cage, wrist shot in front, stick to side. High sticking is indeed the call. Panthers not able to keep the puck in, and the Jumbos do the right thing, and they just shoot it right down the ice. 1:39 left in the Panther power play. Panthers skated at center ice. McGovern throwing it deep. Najjar chasing it in the far corner. Gogan in there trying to dig it out. And Stevens. Panthers not having much luck with it. McGovern just can't quite get the hold of the puck. Finally, the Jumbos throw it to the near side here to try to get it out of harm's way, and they do down the ice. Middlebury clustering up a little bit too much on that far corner. New power play unit out for the Panthers. Vinny Gesanti kind of hanging out at the blue line looking for the puck. And back comes Jake Charles. Stops over the blue line, waits for his teammates to catch up. That didn't quite work. Panthers need to regroup with 48 seconds. Newgold over the line to Fishman. Fishman dishes it down low to Charles. He tried to relay it to Gesanti. He's got to go to the corner for it. Gesanti in the corner. Jake Charles can't get it. To Chuck. Can't keep it in, and it's sent down the ice. 29 seconds now left in the Middlebury power play. 17-17 left in the first period. No score between Tufts and Middlebury. Jake Charles tries to get over the Tufts line. He's stopped, and Fishman now has to chase the puck back into the Middlebury zone. New goal, looking. Got to Chuck on the left side. Passes it straight up center ice to Jake Charles. He can't get it, and back come the Jumbos. Jumbos over the Middlebury line. Penalty has just about expired. Teams now back at full strength. So not much going on in that power play for the Panthers. Fishman to Charles. Over the line, Charles to Newgold. Tried to get the relay pass in there from Newgold, but that didn't work, and back come the Jumbos. Left side over the Middlebury line, round behind the net. The Jumbos pass it back to the point between the two defenders, and Martin couldn't keep it in for Tufts. Goes all the way back where Poldy has it. Poldy dishes it off to Trevor Davis. Up to Brown. He's stopped. Panthers turn the attack. Throw it back in Lyman. He couldn't get much going. Brown with it over the Middlebury line. He's dumped. Going to be a penalty on the Panthers. Shot from a bad angle. Goes into the corner. Panthers touch up. And there will be a penalty. This one coming at the 3:59 mark, it's going to be against Middlebury. We'll see who goes to the box. It's going to be tripping and number 6, Jimmy McKee, going in the box. So this will put the Tufts Jumbos on the power play for the first time this afternoon. Back to the point, the Jumbos left side, walking it in, shot, good save, Stephen Klein. Nice drive from the corner, Steve Cavanaugh. Nice shot, but Klein saw it all the way, and just as he has done throughout the season, he squares to the shooter very well. So going down for the faceoff, Clay Berger, he's out there with Brown and Kohlberg on the power play for the Jumbos. Back it goes to Cavanaugh, walks the line, gets in by the slot to Brown, to Cavanaugh, to Brown, one-time shot goes wide. Panthers grab it, and they just dish it down the ice. Good play, Panther defense. Evan Newgold on the forecheck. Tufts trying to get something going here, looking a little disorganized as Ouellette couldn't get anything going, and Gogan now chases his player back into the Tufts zone. Gogan along with Falvey, but finally Brown brings it aside. Here's Tufts, 2-on-2 over the Middlebury line. Puck just hopped over a stick, and Cage takes care of his man and does the rest, pushing it to the corner and down the ice. 1 minute, 10 seconds now left in the Middlebury penalty. Tufts over the Middlebury line one more time. Far side to Abinney. He's stopped, and the Panthers come right back with McClellan now doing some forechecking. Puck now down in the tough zone. Jumbo's in their own zone. Skating at center ice. Right side. Stopped, but they do get over the line. Rags the puck in front. Shot. Backhand never got through. 39 seconds. Tufts works it down low. Blocking the shot. Paul Falvey, one of the keys to success. Falvey does a great job. Blocks the shot. Panthers just trying to find a way to finally, using the glass, they just bounce it off and down the ice. 25 seconds left. Fresh legs for Panther. Penalty killing out there now with Mike Najar out. Along with McGovern. Tufts gets it over the Middlebury line. Gogan has it. Can't clear it out. Tufts back to the blue line. Shot, save, rebound, score! The Jumbo score a power play goal. This one coming at the 5:54 mark, and they lead 1-0. So the penalty to Jimmy McKee, a costly one. We'll see who gets credit for the Jumbo's goal. But it was a nice shot from the right point. The initial save was made by Klein, but there was a Jumbo that was unattended on the corner, and he puts it home and gives Tufts a 1-0 lead. Jumbos continue to press the attack in the Middlebury zone. Panthers looking a little discombobulated here. Puck comes through, and finally Klein makes the save and hangs on as Middlebury now running around a little bit in their own zone. Really back on their heels, we'll put it that way, after the power play goal by the Jumbos. We'll wait for Bruce Zeman, the PA announcer, to give us the official tally on who gets the goal. Faceoff left side of the Middlebury zone. Handled by Cage. Panthers to new goal to Charles. Shot around the boards it goes. Panthers not able to keep it alive. Shooting the puck back into the Middlebury zone. Tufts on the line. Change Panthers. Here we go. Nicely done. It's center ice. To Najar, offside it is, and a stoppage in play. So the goal going to number 33 for the Jumbos, and that's David Lackner. Assist going to number 3, and we'll find that here pretty soon. That's Ryan Walter, and number 18, that would be Chad Goldberg. In any event, it's the Jumbos leading by a score of 1-0, and back they come into the Middlebury zone one more time. Nice shot there from the left side by Matt Pugh, but a better save by Steve Klein and a faceoff in the Middlebury zone. 13 minutes and 1 second left here in the second period. Tufts 1, Middlebury no score. Tufts out shooting the Panthers right now by a margin of 7-2. So Middlebury needs to get something going, and maybe Stevens will get it going here now. He rushes into the tough zone from the faceoff. To McClellan. To Tkachuk. Stevens with it one more time. Dishes back to the point to Fishman. Right side, Fishman. Tried to feed it in low. Jumbos intercept. Send it down the ice. Fishman chases it back for the Panthers. To Neary. Up ice. To Tkachuk. To Neary, the one-timer. McClellan in the corner chases it down right in front of the student section. Tries to feed it back to Neary. The Jumbos get there first. Their errant pass going all the way down the ice. This should be icing. And as it crosses the red line, indeed it is. So with 12-12 now left in the first period, faceoff will be coming back to the right side of Mason Pulde. So far in the game, I'd say that Tufts got the better of it. Certainly on the scoreboard with 1-0, but the play clearly more in the Middlebury zone. Panthers not having much sustained offense thus far. But it's early in the game. McGovern down for the draw. Loses it. Jumbo's trying to bring it out. Berger now, along with Goldberg, sent down the ice. Icing one more time, so we'll skate it up and we'll wind this one up one more time. A reminder, fans, after the game this evening, right about 6 o'clock, it'll be Skate with the Panthers. So if you're out and about and wanted to have some skating fun, come on down here to Kenyon Arena. Nice color pictures to be autographed. A great chance to see the players up close, talk to your favorite Panthers, and just have a good night of family skating here on a Saturday evening in Middlebury. Jumbos breaking away at center ice. It's Lackner. He's got the first Tufts goal. Brings it in the left side. Stopped. Walter goes after it. He can't keep it in. And the puck goes harmlessly back at center ice right by the Middlebury bench. The Jumbos wrap it into the Middlebury zone. Panthers easily bringing it out. McGovern relaying the pass down into the Tufts zone. Neil Sinclair looking for a line change. He gets it. And here back come the Panthers now. McKee, along with Lyman. Lyman back at the point, sends a shot in on goal. McKee brings it down to Falvey. Falvey, McKee, and Lyman. McKee has it. Has it stolen off of his stick, but he's still after it in the corner. Deep in the tough zone. Panthers can't keep it alive as Lyman couldn't get the drive, and the Tufts Jumbos just satisfied to dump it into the Middlebury zone. They're looking for a line change, so Gogan has it. To Lyman behind his own net. Ahead to Jimmy McKee, to Falvey. Falvey lets it go between his legs as they're looking for a line change on the Middlebury side. Puck now deep in the Tufts zone. Panthers send out some new attackers. They've got DeSanti, Newgold, and Charles out there now. Jumbo's having some trouble getting it out of their own zone. Finally, taking charge of it is Berger. Over the line. Shot. Save. Rebound. Klein did not make a good clean save there, but the Panthers catch a bit of a break there, and back they fly. Neary over the line with Newgold, and Charles drops the pass. Intercepted by Tufts, and they turn the attack. Quickly up the ice, it's Leary. Left side, Leary tries to deke around Fishman. He's stopped. In front, shot blocked. Another shot. Panthers can't clear it out, but they're blocking the shots. And for finally another shot, and Klein makes the save after about three attempts. Jumbo's buzzing all around the Middlebury net. From the right side, shot. Goldberg had the right idea in front. Goldberg shot. Still, puck is still loose. Newgold finally takes it out of harm's way as Brian Brown almost able, along with Goldberg, to send the Jumbos ahead 2-0. Panthers pressing the attack now in the tough zone in front. Nice shot there by McClellan, but Charles couldn't get his stick on it. Middlebury pressing the attack a little bit more, playing a little more aggressively. Charles shoots it into the tough zone. 9:21 now left in the first period. Tufts 1, Middlebury no score. McClellan takes his man out in the corner. Stevens digging for it. Can't get anything going. Shot back to center ice where David Belush has it. Belush sends it into the corner. Back there for it to Benne. In front. They had McClellan there. They couldn't get him the puck from the point. Belush takes the shot. It's blocked. Jumbos breaking out at center ice. 2-on-1 over the Middlebury line. Panthers get back quickly. And if they hurry, they got a 3-on-2. Panthers over the line. Shot on goal. Nice save as Zach Weyer had a drive from the left side just over the blue line. But Mason Pulte makes the save, and with 8:46 remaining in the first period of faceoff, coming to the right side of the Jumbo netminder. Tufts 1, Middlebury no score. Shots on goal still heavily in favor of the Jumbos, 11-3. And it's not often you see the Panthers get outshot by that much of a margin. Jumbos playing with a lot of zip in their step after being beaten by the Purple Cows last night 4-0. Panthers need to get a little bit of a spark going here, too. So let's see if they can do that as we approach 8.5 minutes now. McGovern shoots it into the tough zone. Gogan in the corner sends it around to Najjar. Najjar looks like he caught a puck on his hand. He's favoring his hand a little bit there. Panthers control however at center ice. McGovern shoots it in. Pulte just picks that one like an apple off a Shoreham tree there in the fall and hangs on for a faceoff. Najjar goes to the bench, and they're attending to his, looks like his right hand. Nope, left hand. Sorry about that. Faceoff coming. They were going to have it on the right side of Pulte. Now they say, let's have it on the left side. So we have a wholesale shift to the other side of the ice. McKee Back to Fishman. Shot dribbles through. Falvey with it. He has Lyman in front. Tried to feed it to him. Lyman now goes to the front of the net, but the Jumbos come away with the puck. It's center ice. Shot down the left. Into the Middlebury zone. Willett. Digging for the puck along with Lynch. Jumbos shot from a bad angle, but back come the Panthers. Neary, right side, wrist shot, nice save. Poldy saw that one all the way, no one in front. Just gets down on all fours and blocks the shot. A little extracurricular activity going on between the Panthers' Falvey and Matt Pugh. Yes, I think Pugh was not too enthralled with the concept that Falvey was in the blue ice area. Tap, tap, tapping on the goalie pads. 7:32 remaining, first period action. Jumbos 1, Panthers no score. Jasanti back to Belouche. Sends it low to where Newgold tried to get it, but the Jumbos come out with it. Flip it center ice, going cross ice. Stopped by Wire. Up to Jasanti. He wraps it in. Poldy makes the save. Newgold now on the forecheck with Jasanti. But it's the Jumbo skating very quickly at center ice. Around Jake Charles. Charles stands his man up. Puck in the Middlebury zone where Falvey goes back for it. Excuse me, Belouche. Now to Newgold. To Jasanti. He tried to stop the puck with his hand. Couldn't get it as it bounced over. And Middlebury setting up on the blue line, looking for a line change as the Jumbos are in their own zone. Newgold stops the puck at center ice, but Middlebury can't get anything going on the end of a line change, and the Jumbos over the Middlebury line. Shot a little bit high there, but a wrister off the stick of Leary. Jumbos with the puck in center ice area. Turnover, Belouche. He's been out there for quite some time. He needs to get to the bench. To Chuck. Can't keep it alive. McClellan. Play right beneath us here in front of the Jumbos bench. Middlebury finally able to get some line changes there. The Jumbos do the same, and Middlebury in their own zone starts off. Turnover at the Middlebury blue line. Jumbos make him pay for it. Pugh throws it into the corner. Backhand pass to Stevens. Over the line, Stevens in behind the defense. Shot. Wow. How that didn't go in, that was very close as Mark McClellan and Stevens almost were able to do a little tic-tac-toe there, but Mason Poldy pulled that one out of the goal crease and was able to hang on for the save. Good opportunity there from McClellan. But it was Stevens doing a lot of the work on the left side, bringing it down the ice and getting it in good position. Najjar with Haggerty out there now. They can't get anything going. Shot down the ice where Lackner goes after it. He's stopped. Cage with it. To McGovern at the penalty box area. Middlebury player mugging a Jumbo over there. That's Haggerty. He got away with one as he just held the player and just took him out right out of the play. Gogan now to Najjar. In the Jumbo zone to McGovern. McGovern trying to get the puck away from his Jumbo defender. Nice digging there by McGovern. Panthers come up with it to Haggerty. Haggerty couldn't turn it around, and a little bit of pushing and shoving there. Cage picks it up, throws it back into the Jumbo zone with 5 minutes now left in the first period. Headman in the puck to Berger. He loses it to Fishman, who's now behind the Middlebury crease. Fishman skating in his own zone through center ice, looking for some room. Crosses the ice to the left side, in behind the defense. Senders in front, shot, save. Great opportunity for Camille Tkachuk as just a great rush there by the Panthers. Unfortunately, couldn't quite finish it off, but a good job by Middlebury pressing the attack up the ice. Fishman doing a great job on that. And with 4:42, we'll set this one up to the left side of Mason Poldy. Panthers have out Newgold, Jasanti, and Charles. Newgold to Charles, back to the point, shot by Fishman, blocked at the defense. Picking it up, Davis out there with Willett through center ice, they're stopped. and Charles sends Jasanti away on the right side. Jasanti back to the point. Fishman to Neary, far side. Tried to feed it through to Charles. He couldn't get it. Jake Charles now in the corner. Back to Neary. Neary, Fishman, near side. Getting ready. Walks in. Shot blocked at the defense. Nice job by the Jumbos. And way they come at center ice by the Middlebury bench. Shooting it down the ice. Neary has it. Just throws it down the ice. I think there's going to be a penalty here on the Panthers. That penalty would be coming at the... it's going to be number 18, Jasanti. Penalty coming at the 15:56 mark. Didn't see what the penalty is for, but Vinny Jasanti picks up the second Panther penalty of the afternoon. Last time the Panthers had a penalty, that was Jimmy McKee back a little bit earlier, about the 6-minute mark. The four-minute mark. Tufts took advantage of it. And that's where they got their 1-0 lead. Lackner, a power play goal from Walter and Goldberg with the assist. In the Middlebury zone, a face-off. Panthers just trying to get it out. They've got control of the puck. And it's actually off two penalties. Panthers come in on goal. Shot. So offsetting minor penalties. So the team's skating four aside. Panthers with their chance. Now the back come the Jumbos. And the shot goes into the netting. So at 15:56, it's Jasanti going off for the Panthers for cross-checking. And then also going off for the Jumbos is number 15. And that is, let me see here on my roster. That would be, interesting enough, there is that would be Keith Campbell. So both players going off 2 minutes. Team skating at four aside. So plenty of room to skate here for both squads. But it's Middlebury with the puck at center ice. Over the line to Falvey. He whiffs on a shot, and back come the Jumbos. Over the Middlebury line. Jumbos take a shot. Goes into the corner. Picked off by the Panthers. Belush just trying to get a hold of it. Skating in front of the Middlebury net. Not the wisest of plays, but he gets away with it. And he gets it up to wire, but that's turned over at center ice. Flanagan across to Davis in the Middlebury zone. Belush has it one more time. Feeds it up to Falvey. Falvey can't handle the puck. And it's picked off by Ouellette. Back to Davis. Davis on the right side. Throws it in Middlebury zone. High shot. Good catch save there by Stephen Klein. And with 2:41, a stoppage in play. So offsetting minor penalties, Jasanti and Campbell at the 15:56 mark. 37 seconds left in the matching penalties. Team skating four aside. Neary with the puck after the faceoff in the Middlebury zone. Right side, or left side, over the Middlebury line, right in front of the bench. Najjar back there for it. Picks the puck up very quickly. Najjar gets it back to Fishman on the right point. Cross ice to Neary. Around and behind the net, Najjar has it. Najjar avoids a check. Tries to keep it in low. He has Newgold. Tries to wrap it around in front. Shot didn't quite work. Neary. Back to the point. Top of the slot to Fishman in front. Had Najjar there, but he couldn't knock it home. Newgold now goes to the corner with Najjar. Najjar has it. Back to the point. New is Fishman. In front shot to Jasanti, who's out of the penalty box. And a stoppage in play as the net came off its moorings. 1:54 remaining in the first period. Tufts with the only goal so far at 5:54. A power play goal by Lackner has staked the Jumbos to a 1-0 lead. But with 1:54, let's see if Middlebury can get something going here before they head to the locker room. McClellan gets it back to the point. Cage leveled there, but gets it deep. Panthers still control with now Tkachuk. Tkachuk to McClellan. Tkachuk with it again. with Charles out there. Coach Sinclair mixing the lineups up a little bit. The lines up. Charles gets a shot. Puck is still loose. Quick whistle and lots of pushing and shoving in front of the net as number 37, McClellan, and Jake Charles mixing it up right in front of Mason Pulde. A bit of a quick whistle there as the puck really was perhaps out of the sight of the referees, but certainly not us out of the sight of the players since it was on the blue ice area. Shots on goal starting to creep a little closer at this point. 13 now for the Jumbos, 9 for the Panthers. So Middlebury doing much better in the latter section of this first period, but still behind by a score of 1-0. And McClellan back to the point. Shot, a good one there by Terry Gogan, but a better save by Mason Pulde. And some more pushing and shoving going on, especially number 3, Ryan Walter. He really doesn't like, to tell you the truth, Mark McClellan very much. Gave him a big shove in the back as he was going off the ice. Face off to the right side of Pulte. Panthers win the draw. Shoot it into the corner. Chasing it down is Haggerty. Tries to get it back to Gogan. Gogan watching the wall. Stevens now goes in with Haggerty to try to get the puck out. But it's the Jumbos intercepting and shooting it down into the Middlebury zone. Gogan goes back with 1 minute now left in the first period. Cage, left side in front of the Middlebury bench. He's stopped. But the Panthers, Haggerty, retreats nicely along with McGovern. No Tufts advances there, but the puck is in the Middlebury zone. Panthers content just to chip it out to center ice at 44 seconds. Jumbos come in on net. Good shot from a bad angle. Klein on the right side makes the save. 30 seconds now. Haggerty's stick. Somebody's going to get a slashing call here. Where is that going to go? Number 19. So at the 19:33 mark, number 19 for the Jumbos, Clay Berger, is going to go in for a slash. So this will give the Panthers about 27 seconds now and then give you a nice clean sheet of ice for a minute and a half to start that second period. So let's see if the Panthers can tie this one before they go to the locker room. 25 seconds left. Picked off by the Jumbos. They send it to center ice. Stepping up those Fishmen for it. Fishmen being bothered on a good forecheck by the Jumbos. Finally gets his bearings. Long shot off the glass. Newgold with it in the corner. 8 seconds left. Newgold along with Najjar trying to dig it out. Najjar has it around to Jasanti. Shoot the puck. Here comes Fishman back to the point. There goes the horn, and the period comes to an end. And it was a good one for the Tufts Jumbos. A power play goal at 5:54 by Lackner stakes them to a 1-0 lead after the first period. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's refund season, America. And this year, when you come into Block to get your refund, you'll also get a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people will win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. That could be an extra 1,000 Washingtons for you. A grand in your hand. But it's only happening for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Don't you want a chance to get $1,000? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe an extra grand, too. Walk in to win. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18+. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Visit your locally owned and operated H&R Block office in Plattsburgh, St. Albans, Essex Junction, Burlington, South Burlington, and Williston today.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. org, DellaMotorsports.net.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at Kenyon Arena. We're after the first period of play. It's the Tufts Jumbos on top of the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 1-0. And it was a power play goal for the Jumbos. At the 3:59 mark, Jimmy McKee took a two-minute penalty for tripping, and at 5:54, it was Lackner from Walter and Goldberg lighting the light and giving the Jumbos a 1-0 lead. Along with McGovern, Tufts gets it over the Middlebury line. Gogan has it. Can't clear it out. Tufts back to the blue line. Shot, save, rebound, score! The Jumbos score a power play goal. This one coming at the 5:54 mark, and they lead 1-0. And that was all there was in the period. Middlebury unable to convert. They had one opportunity early in the period on the power play, and then there were matching penalties to Jasanti and Campbell about at the 15-16 mark. Neither team able to capitalize there. Shots on goal in that first period. Tufts with 14, Middlebury with 10. But at one point, the shots were even more lopsided, 11-3 in favor of Tufts. So the Panthers coming along quite nicely at the end of that first period. And they will enjoy a 1:33 power play as they start action in the second period. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on Westry in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
One thing you want for Valentine's Day. Go. Exactly. I don't know either. Village Gifts knows. They have new Valentine's Beanie Boos, new baked beads jewelry, including heart earrings and necklaces, bangles, bracelets, and necklaces by Alexis Angels, earrings by Eye Catching Jewelry in Maine. Village Gifts for Valentine's Day. Route 15, Jericho.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. And right now, the NHL is on their annual All-Star break. It is being held in Nashville, the home of the Predators. And all that action you can see tomorrow afternoon and evening. So on the NHL scoreboard, not much going on. Of interest coming up, it was announced that the 2017 All-Star Game will be held at the Staples Center out in Los Angeles. So that should be a glitz-filled, celebrity-filled event. Vince Gill is going to be featured in the at this current All-Star Game in Nashville. He's been a Predators season ticket fan, I guess, from day one, and he will be singing the national anthem along with his daughter. I think he's got about 20-some-odd Emmy Awards, or Grammy Awards, excuse me. He does not act. He sings. And he's also going to be the celebrity coach for one of the teams. So Vince Gill gets to see if his coaching ability is any bit as good as his singing ability. All that action takes place tomorrow, I think about 5 o'clock Eastern time. I believe it's going to be on NBC's affiliate station up there in Burlington. So if you're interested, watch that game. But as I say, not much in the way of NHL updates. The teams will get back to the regular season right about Tuesday. Monday's a travel day to get back home, and then they're going to latch it up again and have the final run for the Stanley Cup at that point. So this has been the NHL Scoreboard Update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community,
For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Between the first and second periods, Kim Lower here at Kenyon Arena, where after the first 20 minutes of play, it's the Tufts Jumbos on top of the Panthers by a score of 1-0, a power play goal at the 5:54 mark by Lackner. The margin thus far. Teams getting ready to take the ice. And as they were beginning the second period, if you have some thoughts about wanting to come out and do a little skating here in the early evening hours on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Middlebury, then come on out here to Kenyon Arena. Skate with the Panthers is on just right after this game. Sponsored by Friends of Panther Hockey, it is an annual event and quite the talk of the town. A great social event. Get to meet your favorite Panther skaters. Get to see the boys up close. Color photos provided along with pens so you can get autographs from all of your favorite Panthers or wear your Panther jersey and bring a marker or something. They're happy to give out the autographs. Just a great way for the kids to go out there and skate with the Panthers that they've watched from the stands. Shots on goal in that first period, 14 for the Jumbos, 10 for the Panthers. Better end of the period than a start for Middlebury, and we'll see if that continues. They do have a power play opportunity, and they do have the ability. They've scored goals very early in periods, so this with 1:33 and a power play opportunity, Middlebury a great opportunity to tie this one up early. Last night, of course, Panthers winning in dramatic fashion. Vinny DeSanti, with about 2 minutes left in overtime, sends the Panthers home happy with a score of 1-0, a blast from the left side. And my goodness, it hit just a small little pie hole on the top right corner of the Camel net. Just a great shot. One of the best goals I've seen on a Middlebury ice rink in history. And I've been watching the game since about 72. For the second period, Middlebury defends the goal down on the Cornwall end of the ice. That's also, if you haven't been here, where the student section is. So there might be some raucous activity that you'll hear down there. Panthers, therefore, skating right to left on your radio dial. Jumbo's ready. Having a little bit of a team huddle, shall we say. Just they're killing the penalty. So I'm sure they just want to make sure they've got their ducks in a row, shall we say. Good crowd on hand here at Kenyon Arena for this afternoon's contest. Going to be Jasanti out there to head off the power play for the Panthers. He gets the draw. Back to Newgold. Newgold in the defensive mode there on the power play. Skates through center ice to Jasanti. Left side, Jasanti from right where he sank the goal the last time. Another shot. This one went wide. Far side, Cage to the left side. Dumps it down to McClellan. Behind it to Chuck. He's got Newgold back at the left point. Tries to feed it back to him. Newgold with it now. Top of the slot to Cage. To Jasanti. Can't get it up for a one-timer. Back to Cage. 1 minute left in the Middlebury power play. Cage wrists it in front of the net. Blocked, but Jasanti has it. To Cage. Top of the slot to Jasanti. Vinny Jasanti wrists the shot. In front. Save. Rebound. Panthers try to tuck it home. Good save. And Poldy hangs on for the rebound. Good cross ice action by the Panthers. No red light special, but good action, and 44 seconds now left in the Middlebury power play. Middlebury looks like they're going to stand pat with their power play unit. Fresh legs come out there for the Jumbos, and it's Jasanti going down for the draw, left side of Pulte. Jasanti wins the draw, pushes it into the corner for Tkachuk. McClellan, they get it back to the point, hops over a Panther stick, foot race for it. McClellan going back along with Lackner. Lackner beats him to the puck. Lackner now. A bid for a shorthanded goal. No, he's just going to rag the puck. He skates it around, killing some valuable time. 22 seconds left, but Newgold has it for Middlebury. Newgold over the line in the Jumbo zone. Shot. Shoulder save by Pulte. And the Jumbos clear it, but not out. McGovern to Najjar. Around behind to Newgold. Newgold back to the point. 3 seconds left. Panther power play not going to click on this one. Teams are back at full strength. Play deep in the Jumbo zone. From a bad angle, though, Jake Charles took a shot at it. Pulte makes the save, and back come the Jumbos. Right side into the Middlebury zone. Behind the net it goes. Charles with it now. For the Panthers, leaves it for McGovern. McGovern chips it out to center ice. Panthers control. Charles with it now. Contentious to flip it. Deep into the tough zone. Middlebury on a line change with 17:56 now remaining in the second period. Goldberg for the Jumbos in on goal. Easy save by Klein on that one, but Panthers can't clear it out. Back to Kavanaugh. To Goldberg. To Kavanaugh. Shot in front. Just trickles wide of the Panther crease. As if there was a Jumbo there, that would be a 2-0 game right now. Brown with it. Back to the point. Klein watches it deflect off a Middlebury stick and into the netting it goes. 17:29 left in the second period. 1-0, Tufts over Middlebury. So the power play for the Panthers, not really clicking on all eight cylinders. Some good opportunities, though. But right now, team skating full strength. Face off to the right side of Klein. Jumbos push it into the corner where it's picked up by Fishman. Around behind his own net to Neary. Neary skating his own blue line in front of the Tufts bench. Deflected over and into the stands. And a stoppage in play. Fan asks if he needs to throw the puck back. Referee says no. It's a free souvenir from Kenyon Arena. Not like the Chicago Cubs where they throw back the opposing home team's home runs back onto the field here. Panthers from center ice win the draw, but couldn't bury the puck very deep into the tough zone. Tufts returns the favor by just backhanding it down the ice. Wire with it to Jasanti. Headmans to Najjar. To Newgold. 2-on-2. Newgold tried to split the defense. Stopped. Backhand shot it on a turnaround. Nice save by Pulte. Najjar with it. Najjar being bothered by Walter. Najjar now to Jasanti. Back to Belush. Belush's shot wide of the crease. Najjar to Belush one more time. Jumbos intercept, and back they come. Nope, they're just going to be content to throw it down to the Middlebury zone. They dump it down there, and that's going to be icing. They're hoping to get some line changes there, but nothing doing there, so with 16:31, Pat Norton's lineup on the ice is going to stand pat. Neil Sinclair legs out there. Faceoff coming all the way back into the Jumbo zone. Right side of netminder Mason Pulte, the junior from Lexington, Massachusetts. Jumbos grab a hold of the puck. This is going to be icing too, isn't it? Yes, it is. So we'll wind this one up. The Jumbos not chasing the puck down ice very much at this point. That one, it was very interesting. The puck's going down the ice, and there's no Jumbo really trying to hustle back for it. They're a tired bunch of boys out there now. They need to get to the bench. So let's see if Middlebury can take advantage of their tiredness here. Tufts with the puck. Around to Walter. Walter trying to get it out. He does to center ice. Jumbo's now able to clear it through the center ice area into the Middlebury zone. Jumbo shot from a bad angle. Good save by Klein to Gogan. To McClellan in front of the penalty box, streaking down the right side. McClellan over the line, shot, save, rebound, score! McClellan makes the shot, buried at the very end, I think, by Najjar, and the Panthers tied up by a score of 1-1. Looks like the goal actually might go to number 10, Jake Charles, so we'll wait. But in any event, the Panthers able to knot this one up at the 4:03 mark. But credit Mark McClellan with a lot of work there as he brought it up cleanly up the right side. And the Panthers tied up at one. Now we see a little more zip in the Panthers' step here as they step into the jumbo zone. Haggerty in the far corner. Now Middlebury's got some zip in their doodah. To Stevens. To Haggerty in front. Wrap around. Nope. To McGovern. McGovern in the corner. Sends it back to Neary. He steps into the corner. Around behind the net to McGovern. It is Jake Charles that picks it up. And Terry Gogan also. So Jake Charles picks it up. McClellan does the yeoman's work on it, and Gogan also picks up the assist. But it's now the Panthers still pressing the attack, and finally, a whistle and a stoppage in play. There's going to be a tripping call here. Let's see who's going to the box here now. This would be the first penalty of the second period, and it's going to be the Jumbos getting called on this one. Number 21 for the Jumbos. This is at the penalty is at the 4-minute mark. So just after the faceoff, going to the box, number 21, Dom Granato for the trip. So this will send the Middlebury power play out on the ice one more time. Good opportunity for the boys to finally take the lead in this contest. Tufts with the puck. Back, Cage in his own zone. Cage lining it up. Klein points the way towards downtown Middlebury and says go. And here's Jasanti. Over the line, Jasanti. Deep in the net, shot. Good save. Jasanti likes that spot just at the top of the faceoff circle. He's got that one zeroed in. He tried one more time just to tuck it underneath the corner. But Pulte makes a nice save. 1:35 now left in the Middlebury power play. Najjar with it. After the faceoff, pushes it into the corner. Jasanti looking for the puck. It's Najjar digging for it. Jasanti steps into it. Mass of players there in the near corner, deep in the tough zone. Tufts happy just to let it sit there in the corner. It's chewing off some valuable time. Jasanti finally trying to dig it out along with Tkachuk. Tkachuk finally gets it, but the Jumbos take it to the corner again. Finally able to backhand it, and down the ice it goes. Good job by the Jumbos. Cage with the puck. 1 minute left in the power play for the Panthers. To Jasanti, his favorite spot. He's looking to shoot. No, he dishes down low. In the corner goes. Bounces out in front. And Mason Pulte decides he best hang on to that, and he does, with 49 seconds now left in the Middlebury power play. 13:49 remaining in the second period. 1-1, Panthers and the Jumbos. Jake Charles' goal at 4:03 from McClellan and Gogan ties it up after Lackner had put the Tufts Jumbos ahead in the first period by a score of 1-0. Face off to the right side of Pulte, and the draw. Won by the Panthers, but unfortunately between both defenders, and so they're back at center ice. Fishman dumps it in. That's going to be icing as he hadn't cleared over center ice, so a little bit of a mental lapse there. And a faceoff coming now all the way back into the Middlebury zone. We're going to line this one up to the left side of Stephen Klein. 37 seconds now left in the Panther power play. McGovern down for the faceoff. Wins it in the corner to Gogan. Gogan around behind the net to Fishman. Fishman looking for the team to get going. Here we go. Skating up to his own blue line. Far side in front of the Middlebury bench to Gogan. Gogan shot. Good save. Rebound in front. Nobody there to tap it home. Gogan some good speed through center ice. Stevens with it now. 15 seconds left. And the Panther power play. In the far corner right by the Goldman balcony. Team's battling for the puck. Team penalty about ready to expire. Panthers still control. Gogan Near side, tried to dish it down low, stopped, backhands it finally into Stevens. Stevens looking for somebody in front of the crease. Some jostling going on there with Jake Charles, who's finally decided to take up a camping space right there. Panthers try to dig it out of the corner to him. Charles now looking for the puck, going to the front of the net. Nice job there by Jake. Back in front, shot, rebound. Panthers can't get their stick on it. Gauguin, he had Charles in front of the net. He couldn't get the shot through. Back come the Jumbos on the right side, shooting it down the ice. Gauguin back for the Panthers. Up to Jimmy McKee with Lyman. Lyman chases the puck down behind the Tufts net. Picked off his stick. Davis with it. Shoots it down. Stopped by Klein in the Middlebury end. 12:08 left in the second period. Score tied at one. Wire and McKee digging for the puck now in behind the Middlebury net. Brown comes in to try to muscle it out of the way, along with Berger. Berger with it in the corner against McKee. Back to Brown. Cycling low. Brings it out now. Turnaround shot goes way wide. To Davis. Davis' shot in front. Brown picks it up. Klein watching him. Brown with the puck. Panthers not able to clear it out. McKee now chases it in the far corner against Goldberg. Brown steps into it. Panthers unable to clear it out. Finally they do. That should have been offside. Delayed offside it is. Tufts uses the opportunity for a line change. Middlebury gets out of it. McKee shoots it all the way down the ice. Middlebury gets a line change and back comes the Jumbos. Over the line, in the Middlebury zone, shot just over the crossbar. Very, very close shot there as Connell Lynch almost scored the goal. Tufts, some nice spirit here, working it down low in the Middlebury end with 11 minutes now left in the second period. Evan Newgold almost brought it out in front of his own net, thought differently of it, and sends it down the ice for Giassanti. Giassanti can't get to it, but he gets there before the icing was called and it's waved off. Back come the Jumbos. Good end-to-end action over the Middlebury line. In on goal. Shot blocked nicely there by Neary. To Giassanti. Giassanti can't get out in front of the net. Shot. Rebound. Panthers cleared aside. Neary. Good action here. Panthers doing everything just to keep it out from in front of Stephen Klein. Klein does not have a stick. Newgold, though, buys enough time, gets it ahead to Najjar. Klein with a stick now, goes all the way down the ice. That'll be icing. And that was a good job, actually. Neary handed his stick off to Klein, so at least the goalie had some kind of a stick because the stick was sitting behind the net. Newgold did the right thing, too, by just hanging onto the puck, giving Klein enough opportunity to get over there to grab it. Unfortunately, then it was sent down the ice for the icing, but good job by the Panthers there to make sure that they protected Stephen Klein from the faceoff. Shot from the right point by Ryan Walter goes just wide, and it's Newgold with it. And right in front of his bench, he's mudged out of the play. Walter sends it ahead to Lackner. He can't keep it in the Middlebury zone. Back to the center ice area. Tufts dumps it in. Cage with it to Jake Charles at center ice. Charles over the line tries to split the defense. Puck ticked off his stick and clipped back out in the center ice area. Middlebury with it to Chuck, trying to backhand it. Tufts intercepts, but the player lost his footing. Now everybody's seemingly not on the same page there. Is there a little bit of confusion at center ice? McClellan can't keep it alive in the tough zone, and back come the Jumbos at center ice. One on two. Over the line. Backhand shot. Just a little bit wide. Goldberg chases it down in the corner. To Flanagan. Top of the slot. Score! The Jumbos put it home. A blast from the point by Brian Ouellette. And the Jumbos extend their lead 2-1. That goal coming at the 11:02 point, an even strength goal. Ouellette had a great blast from the point. We'll see if that goal stands with him or if it was deflected on its way in. But in any event, it's the Jumbos regaining the lead by a score of 2-1. from the faceoff. Panthers shoot it down into the tough zone. It's held by Pulte for a faceoff. So Panthers pulling a even at the 4:03 mark. 1-1. Tufts now taking the lead at the 11:02 mark. We'll let a big blast from the left point. My goodness, it was a beauty. Klein didn't even have a chance to see that one. Great shot by Brian Ouellette. Let's see how the Panthers respond. Wire picks it up, throws it into the tough zone after it had crossed into the center ice area. Kavanaugh behind his own net. Skating through center ice, go the Jumbos into the Middlebury zone. Panthers pick it up. Haggerty trying to turn it around quickly. Up ice to Stevens. Left side, Stevens over the Tufts line. In behind the net, trying to send it in front. Stopped. Ouellette does get the goal. Play down in the Tufts zone. Jumbos try to bring it out through center ice area in front of their own bench. They're looking for a line change, though, so it's now Fishman behind his own net. 8 minutes exactly left in the second period. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1. Falvey can't get into the Tufts zone, and it goes into the Middlebury bench. So Brian Ouellette picks up the goal. Assists go to Flanagan and to Goldberg. So for Goldberg, that's his second assist of the afternoon. Face off in the tough zone. Middlebury can't get a hold of the puck, and here come the Jumbos at center ice. McKee giving a big shove there to Goldberg, but the Jumbos continue to control in the Middlebury zone. Finally corralled by Falvey. Falvey around one defender over the Tufts line. Shot goes wide. Picking it up and just taking a whack at it is Lyman. Back to the point. Shot deflects into the netting. Nice shot there by Evan Newgold, but no avail. And with 7:18 left, a face-off coming in the tough zone. Left side of Mason Pulte. 2-1 the Jumbos. Both teams trading second period goals from the face-off. Big blast from the point there by Terry Gogan. That went just wide. Kept alive by Cage in front. Panthers can't get a hold of it. They had numbers down low, but they couldn't get their hands on the puck. Jumbos now over the Middlebury line. Drop shot by Trevor Davis. Goes wide. Brown to Berger. Jumbos, nice job keeping the pressure in the Middlebury zone. 6:49 left. Jumbos top of the slot. Take the shot. Just a fluttering blocked shot that goes into the corner. Berger with it. Muscled out of the play by Newgold, but he can't get the puck out. Finally, Newgold does dig it and clears it, and just out it comes to Cage over the Tufts line. Cage to Najar. Shot, save, rebound. And Pulte covers up. 6:23 remaining in the second period. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1. Making some changes there, apparently, for the to the Tufts net there. So a little bit of a stoppage in play. And a penalty, actually. So a penalty coming here at the 13:37 mark. Going into the box is number 19, Berger, for the Jumbos. Didn't see what that was for, but good news for the Panthers. Slashing the call on Berger. So in this period, both penalties going to the Jumbos. And it looks like Neil Sinclair has called a timeout. And indeed he has. Talking some X's and O's with the players over there. Shots on goal right now. Middlebury doing a nice job. They're on top of the shots on goal, 21-20. So for the period, the Panthers with 11 shots and the Jumbos with just six. But both teams trading goals. In the first period, Tufts got on the board at 5:54. A power play goal from Lackner. Assist going to Walter and Goldberg. Middlebury's Jake Charles tied it all up at 4:03 the second period. McGovern and Terry Gogan with the assist, and then Tufts regained the lead at 11:02. Brian Ouellette, a blast from the left point. Whoa, was a beauty. Flanagan and Goldberg picking up the assist. But now Middlebury with 6:23 left in the second period, a two-minute power play opportunity. Face off to the right side, gets it over to Cage. Newgold at the other point. Neither of them can keep it in as Tufts just picks the puck up and does that right thing of just shooting it down the ice. Klein with it. Leaves it for Cage. Spencer Cage, the freshman, to Newgold at center ice. Newgold around one defender. Over the Tufts line. He waits in front. He has his player there. Tried to fish it through to McGovern. Tufts picks it up, shoots it out to the center ice area. Two-on-one Tufts in a shorthand attempt. Shot in front. Klein makes the save. No one really knows where the puck is. All Klein did is he took a little bit of a look behind him, and when he didn't see any black rubber in that net area, he didn't move, and he hangs on for a faceoff. 1:21 left in the Middlebury power play. Tufts bid for a shorthanded goal almost came through there. But with 1:21 left, the Panthers are going to face off in their own zone and try to get the power play revved up here. Fishman behind a Gogan, behind his own net, waiting for the players to get in position. Headmans it, left side to Najjar, over the Tufts line. Stops, tries to feed it back to Fishman on the left side. He does. To Stevens, down low to Najjar, around to Charles. Charles can't pick it up. Walter with it. He can't clear it out, though. Charles dumped on his derriere. Good check there by number three, Ryan Walter, but the Panthers keep it alive. Fishman, top of the slot to Gogan, the shot in front, rebound, tipped over the top of the net bar. What a great opportunity there. Terry Gogan, a great blast from in between the faceoff dots. They had a Panther there, but they just couldn't quite tap the puck down as it just fluttered oh so enticingly over the top of the net. 43 seconds now left in the Tufts penalty. Faceoff to the right side of Mason Pulte. And more penalties here. So at the 14:55 mark, this is going to be another penalty. These will be matching penalties. We'll see who the offending players are here. Face off when this does come. Teams are still skating at the original strengths. They're not an additional player taken off, but two players in the penalty box, and Tufts from the faceoff throws the puck down into the Middlebury zone where Fishman has it. Ahead to Tkachuk. On the right side, gets in the far corner.
Number nine, Stevens.
Middlebury controls. Jake Charles in the corner finally can't control, and it's shot down the ice. So Stevens and Walters go off, and it's hitting after the whistle, so no reduction in forces there. And it's the Panthers now. It's center ice. Vinny Gesanti chases down his own shot. Over to Newgold. Round the horn it goes to Haggerty. He's knocked off the puck, and back come the Jumbos. Teams at full strength, and it's the Jumbos now. Two on two over the line. Big shot blocked nicely. Good job, Fishman. To Charles. To Gesanti. Gesanti on the far side to Charles. They got Haggerty in the slot area. Haggerty finally chases the puck down in the corner. 3:50 now left in the second period. Tufts 2, Middlebury 1. The Jumbos flip it into the Middlebury zone. Brown. Three Panthers hit him. They take away the puck. Pass it on the far side where it's picked up by Cage. Cage tries to hit Haggerty. Goes wide. Icing the call. So the penalty's being served presently at 14:55. It's Stevens and Walters, both of them for hitting after the whistle. So no reduction in force on the ice. Face-off, this one's coming at center ice because the referees disagreed whether it should be icing or not. And it's Cage for the Panthers to Gogan. Ahead to McGovern. Stopped as he enters the zone, but the Camels, or the, excuse me, the Jumbos can't clear it out. Gogan's shot deflected by a Jumbo stick into the netting. And a stoppage in play with 3:18 now left in the second period. Good crowd on hand for the game this afternoon. Student section starting to fill in quite a bit. And the whole arena here at Kenyon actually filling in quite nicely. So good to see fans come out and support the college team. Some great hockey here. Tufts coming out over the Middlebury line. Shot to an off wing. Stopped, but chasing it down is Kavanaugh. To Haggerty. Tries to take it away from him, but Jumbo keeps control. Back to the point. The Jumbo's able just to keep it at the point. There is Pugh. Pugh throws it into the corner. McGovern trying to get a hold of it. To Gogan. Finally, McGovern to Haggerty. It's center ice. Haggerty to Falvey. He crosses on the right side over the tough zone. Wrist shot. Nice save. And holds on for the faceoff. Whistle doesn't come. And finally, Poldy drops the puck and play continues. I think everyone was kind of expecting the whistle since he kind of clenched his fist on it. But the referees did not blow the whistle. But now come back the Panthers. Najjar in front of his own bench throws it into the tough zone. Good to end-to-end action with 2:13 now left. Turnover at center ice picked up by Wire. Sends it over to Belush. He sends it into zone. Flying in there is Vinny Jacenti. Vinny Jacenti just beat his player to the puck. Back to Belush. Belush can't keep the puck alive in the tough zone. But it's Vinny Jacenti just whacking and hacking at the puck. My goodness, good effort by Vinny Jacenti out there. Finally, Najjar for the Panthers at center ice takes control. 1:42, Najjar. Left side, gets around behind the defense, tries to cut to the net, not much going there. Gets it back to Neary on the left side. Neary's shot goes wide. Tkachuk chases it down in the far corner. Tkachuk out there with Newgold. Tkachuk and Newgold. Nope, Jumbo's intercept. Safely take it to center ice. Goldberg in against Fishman. Doesn't get very far with that one. Fishman takes it away from him, and back flies Fishman through center ice. Crosses to the right side. Dumps it in behind the Tufts defense. Ron Fishman chases it down again to McClellan. Last minute of play, second period. Back to the point. Fishman, drive in front. No Panther there, my goodness. And it was sitting so tantalizingly close to the goal line. Fishman now at center ice. Tried to get something going to Jake Charles. That was stopped. Jumbo's over the line. A whistle. And I think we're going to have a penalty coming up here. It's going to be a roughing call. And this one coming at the 19-19 mark. Going into the box for the Jumbos. I believe it's number 19, Clay Berger. And it should be for roughing. So Panthers, 41 seconds, power play opportunity in this period, and then a great chance next period as they'll have a power play to kick off the third stanza. So in this period, lots of penalties, lots of action, and two goals, one by each squad, and Tufts leads it by a score of 2-1. Left side, Cage, actually, Berger's call is for boarding and not roughing. And now it looks like Middlebury can't quite stand the prosperity as Haggerty now is coming over to the penalty box. This one coming at the 19:29 mark. It's going to be Zach Haggerty. Didn't see what that was for, but Bruce Zeman, the PA announcer, sure will tell us. Matching penalties, as a matter of fact, as a Jumbo jumps over there as well. So it was after the whistle. Teams remain with full strength. Shot from the teams remain as they were. Panthers at full strength. Tough skating four. 21 seconds now left. Middlebury shoots it into the tough zone. Najjar goes back for it along with to Chuck. Back to the point. New goal shot. Can't quite be deflected. New gold. Shot in front. Rebound. Can't quite get there as it was to Chuck. And as there's a flurry of activity in front of the Tufts net, the horn goes to end the second period. A much better period for the Middlebury Panthers, but they still find themselves down by a score of 2-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
After two periods of play here at Kenyon Arena, it's the Tufts Jumbos 2, the Middlebury Panthers 1. Both squads scoring a goal in that second stanza. Middlebury having the much better of the second period overall, outshooting the Jumbos 15-8. But on the scoreboard, both teams notching a goal. Middlebury started their scoring off at the 4:03 mark when Jake Charles finally finished off a play with a great job to Brendan McGovern coming down the right side, and it went like this. Around to Walter. Walter trying to get it out. He does to center ice. Jumbo's now able to clear it through the center ice area into the Middlebury zone. Jumbo shot from a bad angle. Good save by Klein to Gogan. To McClellan in front of the penalty box. Streaking down the right side. McClellan over the line. Shot, save, rebound, score! McClellan makes the shot. Buried at the very end, I think, by Najjar. And the Panthers tied up by a score of 1-1. Jake Charles was the one credited with that goal. So at the 4:03 mark, Middlebury drew even and was playing at the second in the second period much better than the Tufts Jumbos. However, a bit of a letdown by the Panthers allowed Brian Ouellette to have a rocket. He let loose from the left blue line for the Jumbos. And at 11:02, Tufts regained the lead. McClellan can't keep it alive in the tough zone, and back come the Jumbos at center ice. 1-on-2 over the line. Backhand shot, just a little bit wide. Goldberg chases it down in the corner to Flanagan. Top of the slot. Score! The Jumbos put it home. A blast from the point by Brian Ouellette, and the Jumbos extend their lead 2-1. And that's the way the second period ended up, except Middlebury will have a 1 minute and 20 second power play opportunity as right at the end of that period for Tufts. Berger went off 2 minutes for boarding. So Middlebury a good opportunity with 1:20 of power play opportunity as we re-enter the third period. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard is sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, 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 that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. In Division III men's ice hockey, the top 15 features three NESCAC schools, so let's go down those in order. And this is as of January 25th, so it doesn't take into consideration the games going on this weekend. But heading the pack is Adrian at number one. They have a record of 15-2-1 of the possible 20 first place votes. They picked up 11 of them. Number two, it's the Green Knights from St. Norbert up in De Pere, Wisconsin. They garnered 8 first place votes. And the Diplomats from Hobart in number three with 1 first place vote. So it's Adrian, St. Norbert, and Hobart for the first three spots. The NESCAC, though, good representation at the number four spot with Trinity. At number five, it's Plattsburgh State. Number six is University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Number seven, Wisconsin-Eau Claire. 8, Babson. 9, UMass-Boston. 10, Wisconsin-River Falls. So the Wisconsin University of Wisconsin schools picking up 3 in the top 15 as well. Williams, another NESCAC team, in number 11. Middlebury will be facing off against them in just a couple weeks. Geneseo from the Sunyac Conference is number 12. Marion, 13. Norwich is 14th. And bringing up the 15th spot is Hamilton from over in Clinton, New York. Kind of a surprise there, but the Continentals putting on a good season, 11-3-2 so far. So that's the top 15 in men's collegiate Division III ice hockey. On the scoreboard, Lawrence probably wishes they really never went to Adrian. They got smoked last night, I believe, by a score of 6-0. They fall today to Adrian by a score of 5-1. St. Norbert in Concordia, they lock horns at 8 o'clock this afternoon. With 5:18 left in the second period, it's Utica over Hobart at Hobart by a score of 2-1. Later this evening, it's going to be Hamilton at Trinity, Plattsburgh State at Buffalo State, and Lake Forest travels north to Wisconsin Stevens Point. That's 9 o'clock, but I guess that would actually be 8 o'clock Eastern time. Other games in progress: number 7 Babson 5-0 over Southern Maine at the end of the second period. Number 8, UMass Boston, 3-0 over University of New England with 26 seconds left in the second period. And a final from Williamstown. Get ready for this. Sit down in your seats. Number 11, Williams, squeaking by Connecticut College just barely by a score of 3-2, and that is a final from down the land of the Purple Cows. Number 12, Geneseo travels to Morrisville for a game later this evening. Number 13, Marion, in the first period, has not scored against the Milwaukee Engineering School. Norwich, at the end of the second period, over Skidmore, at Skidmore, by a score of 2-1. Castleton and St. Michael's at the end of the second period, knotted at 1. Manhattanville over Nazareth, 4-3 in the second period. And Framingham State down at UMass Dartmouth by a score of 3-1. St. Anselm at New England College, they lead 2-1 at the in the second period. And the only other game going on at this point, Curry and Becker tied at 0 with 8:55 remaining. This has been the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
All right, the third period about ready to get underway here. Middlebury with a 1 minute and 20 second power play as we open the period. They'll be skating left to right on the radio dial. McClellan out there for the faceoff. Chips it ahead and back come the Panthers into the tough zone. Evan Newgold in front. Toff's able to take it away before anything got going and back races Ouellette. Ouellette over the Middlebury line. Wrist shot save. Bad rebound though. Cuss can't get to it. Picked up by the Panthers. 1 minute left in their power play opportunity. Tkachuk over the line, offside. McClellan says, yes, it was me. He looks to the high heavens, but there's not going to be any repenting going on there. So 58 seconds and a faceoff outside the Tufts blue line. McClellan just in a little ahead of the play, but the referees saw it. So McClellan says, let me go down, take the faceoff, and redeem myself. And he does very nicely. Gets it back to Newgold. Newgold gets around one defender at center ice. Right side over the Tufts line. Tries to get in behind the defense. Content to go to the corner. Ragging the puck. Looking to get it behind the net. He does. To Jasanti. Jasanti races in the corner against Davis. Davis picks it up, but he can't clear it out. Going to come to this near side. They are to be able to get it out this time, and they do. And the Jumbos come away with it at center ice. Into the Middlebury zone. Lackner's shot blocked by the Panther defender. And finally, Cage picks it up, sends it behind the net to McClellan, and with 23 seconds, McClellan sets sail. Left side, into the tough zone, in behind the defense. He stops, waits for the teammates to catch up to Jasanti. Jasanti now, back to the point, to Neary. Near side, Ron Fishman, the drive, shot, save, rebound, in front. And Najjar just could not get it up over the prone body of Mason Pulde, and he hangs on for a save. Number three, Ryan Walter for the Jumbos had lost his stick, so Middlebury had a great opportunity there but couldn't quite capitalize. 5 seconds now left in the Middlebury power play, and it's Charles going down for the draw. Left side of Pulde in the tough zone. Tries to push it ahead. Teams are now back at full strength, and the Jumbos attack at center ice. It's Goldberg over the line. Shot in front. Rebound cleared aside nicely, and back comes Najjar. 3-on-2 if they hurry. To Stevens, over the line, in front of Najjar, shot just sticked aside. Neary to Najjar against Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with it, flip shot at center ice. Middlebury picks it off on a nice interception by Neary. He throws it into the tough zone. 18-12 left in the game. Tufts on top by a score of 2-1. Tufts tries the home run pass. It does click to some extent as Goldberg and Brown now coming over the line. The shot in front blocked nicely by the Middlebury defense. Shot off the stick of Clay Berger, taken away nicely, and the Panthers try to counterpunch at center ice. And it's McGovern in the tough zone to Falvey. Paul Falvey digging for the puck back to Gogan. Gogan sends it deep into the tough zone. Middlebury looking for a line change. They're going to get it. Falvey, nice job digging the puck out of the corner. To Lyman. Shot from the point. Nice job by Cage, but it was sticked aside and into the corner where Falvey has it again. To Newgold. Tufts finally able to get to center ice. Cage, nice job as he picks it up. Gets it to Falvey. They throw it in deep. Evan Newgold. Middlebury on a line change. Newgold just trying to keep the puck alive in the tough zone, waiting for some reinforcements. Gets Giasanti in there. Vinny Giasanti to Newgold. In front, Anthony Nejar. Score! Mike Nejar taking the pass out of the corner from Evan Newgold, and the Panthers tie it at two. That goal coming at the 3:07 mark, a beauty goal by Mike Nejar, high into the top shelf where Mama hides the cookies, and Middlebury knots it at two. Good work, especially by Evan Newgold, the captain, to hold the puck in the tough zone while the rest of the line change happened. Vinny Giasanti and Newgold picking up the assist, but it was a great goal by junior Mike Nejar. And for Nejar, that's his third goal of the season, bringing him up with 6 points. Good hustle by the Panthers. Face-off now in the Middlebury zone. Tufts with it to Martin. Martin flips the puck down into the Tufts, or can't keep it in Middlebury's zone. Middlebury flips it down in the tough zone where Martin chases it down again. Loses it to Charles, but regains it again against the wall in front of his own bench. Into the Middlebury zone, trying to feed it ahead to Lackner. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Faceoff coming just outside the Middlebury blue line. 16:21 left. From the faceoff, it's Gogan to Stevens. Middlebury, good pressure now. Ahead to Haggerty. He throws it deep into the tough zone. Falvey can't get the hold of it. Tufts, though, fails on their clearing attempt as Stevens pinches in. Stevens hauled down from behind. No call there. Panthers continue to back to Falvey. To Gogan, right point, sends it in behind the cage. In the tough zone, around the boards it goes. Haggerty intercepts it. Haggerty in the corner tries to center it out in front. Picked off by Ouellette. He finally able to clear it to center ice. Foot race for the puck, but it's Cage back there for it. This kid continues to improve every game. Now he gets it ahead to Gogan. Gogan's shot. Good save. Gogan chases the rebound into the corner. To Newgold. Newgold does a little spinorama move there into the corner. To Giasanti, to Newgold. Newgold can't quite get it. Brown clears it out for the Jumbos. Spencer Cage is going to be a good one here on Kenyon Ice here, folks. You got to come out and see this kid. Every game he's improved more and more. Panthers shoot it down into the tough zone, and with that whistle, a stoppage in play. 15:06 now left in the third period. Score tied at two. Middlebury notching the equalizing goal at 3:07. Mike Nejar, his third goal of the season from Newgold and Giasanti. Brown, after the faceoff in the Middlebury zone, can't get anything going for the Jumbos. Ron Fishman with it. Skates in front of his own net. That's not a high percentage move, but he gets away with it. Flips it to center ice, but it's picked off there by Kavanaugh. And he sends it back into the Middlebury zone in front of the crease. Goldberg couldn't quite get his stick on it. Leary sends it deep to Brown and on to Goldberg. In the corner, it's Goldberg looking to work it out in front, along with Berger now, who's got the puck. Newgold can't take it away from him. Comes onto the near side deep in the Middlebury zone to Goldberg. 14:24 left in the third period. And finally, the Panthers able to clear it out to center ice. New goal, trying to chase it down against Brown. Chases Brown all the way back into his own zone. He drops it off, though, for Benny. And he starts the Tufts attack at center ice. Over the Middlebury line. Stopped. Panthers, if they hustle, they got two on one. In on goal, McClellan, his shot. Nice block save there by Ryan Walters. He deflected the puck wide of the Tufts cage. Penalty coming up. It's going to be against the Panthers. I think it's going to be Jake Charles going in for a boarding call here. Jumbo's extra attacker as they pull their goaltender. Tufts very contentious to set this one up. Here they go into the Middlebury zone. Tufts on the delayed penalty into the corner. Bring it out in front. Looking desperately to get it in front of the crease area. Middlebury just wants to touch it up. They do. And there's a whistle and a stoppage in play. Penalty coming at the 6:34 mark. It's going to be Middlebury's Jake Charles going off. I think it's going to be for boarding or for interference. We'll check it when Bruce Zeman gives us the official now. Interference, the call. So Middlebury, with 13:26, has to defend a two-minute Tufts power play, and here the Jumbos come. Setting it up at the point is Kavanaugh. To Willett, shot, save, rebound Kavanaugh again, and trying to tuck it home was number nine, Brian Brown, but Steve Klein makes the nice save and hangs on. 1:48 now left in the penalty to Charles. Face-off when it comes will be to the right side of Stephen Klein. Panthers battling back from a 1-0 and 2-1 deficits to tie it at 2 so far. Kavanaugh, top of the slot, sends it in. He had a thought that Berger could redirect it, but Berger didn't quite get a stick on it. Now they do get in front. Klein in front. Shot. Score! Tufts on a scramble in front. Kavanaugh and Berger will get some assists on that, but the Tufts jumbo is a power play goal at the 6:59 mark. So the penalty to Charles, a costly one, as the Jumbos pick up their second power play of the afternoon. We'll see who gets credit for it, but it was thrown from the side of the net right by the Goldman balcony on the far side in the Middlebury end, right in front, and there was a scramble, and Klein just could not get the blocker mitt on it. Couldn't settle the puck down, and the Jumbos take advantage of a Middlebury penalty to regain the lead 3-2. The goal coming at the 6:59 mark. Let's see what the Panthers can do with this now. Over the line, shot, Jasanti. A wicked blast from that place that he likes to shoot at just about two strides over the left blue line. But Pulte, picking it like an apple off a Shoreham tree, hangs on for the save. Temper's flaring a little bit out there as the players getting a little chirpy with each other. No penalties being called, but they're just chirping a little. I think temper's wearing a little thin here. We've got new goal going down for the faceoff. Back to Najjar, to Cage, to Newgold. Trying to get it to Jasanti. That didn't quite work. And the Jumbos in the middle in their own zone can't clear it out. Cage, wrist shot in front. Jasanti couldn't get his stick on it. Jasanti back to the point, to Gogan. Around to Najjar. Middlebury, good pressure. Panthers circling around. New goal, the shot in front. Good pressure by the Panthers. Jasanti with it. Right side. New goal. Shot just goes wide. One more time, Jasanti with it. This time back to Gogan. Gogan was in position. It goes all the way back into the Middlebury zone. And icing on the call. So that goal finally attributed to Goldberg for Tufts. Assist coming to Brian Willett. And to number nine, Brian Brown. So for Goldberg, that is his third assist of the night. So Mr. Goldberg having himself quite a nice evening on the scoreboard. Ouellette a goal and an assist. So some multiple point efforts by a couple of the Jumbos. Trying to decide where to have the face-off. The Tufts coach not real happy with the fact it's in his zone. Decides that he best be calling a timeout. So with 12:07, a timeout. Shots on goal at this point, 30-28 in favor of the Panthers. But it's the Jumbos with the lead on the scoreboard. In the third period at 3:07, Mike Najjar with a beauty goal from Newgold and Jasanti tied it at 2. But just 3 minutes and 52 seconds later, another power play goal for the Jumbos. Their second of the afternoon. Goldberg from Ouellette and Brown have now retaken the lead by a score of 3-2. So special teams or staying out of the penalty box, one of the four keys to victory that we talk about quite frequently, staying out of the box. Middlebury not doing a very good job of that this afternoon. Two power play goals. Three total goals for Tufts. So when they're even up, the Panthers do a great job, but the power play just has not, or penalty kill has just not been there for the Panthers today. 12:07 left. Lots of time for the boys to get a couple goals and to send the fans home happy. Good crowd on hand for today's game. Face-off coming. Right side of Poldy. Falvey able to take the face-off. Comes out of the corner with it to McClellan. McClellan to Falvey. Back at the point. Fishman shot through traffic. Who can see it? Nobody. Finally, Tufts comes away with it. Goldberg, along with Brown, 2-on-2 over the Middlebury line. Here's the trailer, the shot, save, rebound, goes way away from the crease. Clay Berger, nice shot. Panthers try to come back, have their pockets picked. Tufts shoots it in the Middlebury zone. Panthers counterpunch. Ron Fishman, right side, over the Tufts line. Tries to send it in front. Brown takes it away. Back comes Granato. Granato goes in against Newgold for the puck. Newgold dumps him, comes away with it, tries to skate it out. Not much control on that. Tufts intercepts it center ice and sends it back into the Middlebury zone. 11:08 now left in the third period. Fishman off the boards, got it ahead to Newgold. Over the Tufts line, he's waiting for some teammates to catch up. Not much going there. Tufts throws it to an open wing. Wire picks it up, throws it into the Tufts zone. Tufts comes out cleanly. Granato sends into the Middlebury zone. Panthers try to counterpunch quickly. Big shot off the stick of Vinny Jasanti, but even better save by Poldy, and he holds on for a faceoff. In the Tufts zone, 10:35 left in the third period. Tufts on top by a score of 3-2. McGovern from the faceoff. Puts it behind the net. McClellan can't get much going on it. And it's at center ice. Tufts loses it, and Haggerty turns at center ice. Haggerty over the line. Backhand shot by McGovern. Doesn't do much, but Stevens has it in the corner. Stevens to Haggerty. It's got McGovern in front of the net. They try to get it back to the point. Cage can't get it. And it's sent out to the center ice area by the Jumbos. And now they push it all the way back into the Middlebury zone. Terry Gogan around the nets to Stevens. Stevens picks it up over the Tufts line. Poke check there. Gogan with it for the Panthers. Decides to go left side by the penalty box to McClellan. McClellan, he's stopped. Jumbos continue on. Kavanaugh in front of his own bench. Left side over the Middlebury line. Backhand shot. No one there to tap it home. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. Looks like they're just saying that the net came off. It's lodging there a little bit. Face-off will be to the left side of Steve Klein. 9:35 now left in the third period. Tufts 3, Middlebury 2. Panthers control. Fishman from the faceoff. Puck shot into the tough zone. McClellan going to the corner for it. Gets it in front to Charles. Can't quite tip it home. McClellan and Charles trying to keep it alive in the tough zone, but back come the Jumbos. Over the Middlebury line on the right side. Shot. Nice shoulder save by Klein. Tufts can't, or Middlebury can't get it out. Tufts shot from the left side. Neary trying to get something going here, along with Newgold. Tufts on a good job of forechecking, but the Panthers on the far side now able to clear through center ice. Tkachuk clears center ice. Panthers looking for a line change. Puck in the tough zone. Jumbos at center ice now. Over the Middlebury line. In behind the defense. They're waiting. Here it is. Back to the point. Brown to Walter. Top of the slot. Here it comes. Blocked. But Panthers can't clear it. Brown around behind the boards to Walter. He's pinching in to Goldberg. 8:18 now left in the third period. Middlebury down by one, 3-2 to the Jumbos. Jasadi, though, picks it up. Jasadi tries to get something going himself. Down the left side. Races in, beats the Tufts defender to the puck, waits for his teammates to get there. Jasanti to Falvey. Jasanti now at the end of a long shift goes to the bench. Panthers some fresh legs. It's Falvey in front, shot. Haggerty almost was able to tap that home. Cage, shot, save, rebound. And flopping like a cod on a deck of a boat, Poldy makes the save. Nice shot by Spencer Cage here from the right side. 7:45 now left in the third period. Tufts up by one, 3-2. Falvey going down for the faceoff. Loses it, and Tufts banks it off the boards all the way down the ice. Panther, a little bit of a misstep there as Cage lost his footing, but backing him up is Gauguin. Ahead to Falvey. Left side, Falvey puts on the brakes inside the Tufts line. To Cage, right side. Cage in front, redirected just a little wide. Nice job there by the freshman to try to feed Stevens down in front of the net, but it's the Jumbos back with it. At their own blue line in front of their bench, they're happy just to send it deep into the Middlebury zone and get some fresh legs. Gauguin now to Cage, to Charles. Ahead to Haggerty. Haggerty left side, gets in behind the defense to Charles. To Haggerty in front. He tried to just pop a little quick wrap around there, but nothing working there. And a whistle and a stoppage in play as the net comes off its mooring on the Jumbo netminder. And with 6:50, a faceoff in the tough zone. Faceoff coming to the right side, the left side there of Mason Poldy. McClellan for the faceoff, can't win it, and the Jumbos bring it out to center ice. Right side over the Middlebury line. Nice job of back checking there by McClellan as he picks the Jumbo pocket and then deposits number 24 for the Jumbos, Davis, into his own bench. So McClellan doing a nice job out there today. Let's see if the Panthers can use that energy to get a goal here. Over the line comes Middlebury. Shot blocked. Rebound goes to the point, and the Jumbos come away with it. Berger, right side into the Middlebury zone, waits for Brown in front. Here comes the shot by Goldberg. No, in front, shot deflected wide. Jasanti, a little bit of urgency now from the Panthers. They throw it in front. The Jumbos, good opportunity there, but nobody there as the puck came through the Middlebury defenders. Now they get it one more time in front, shot, rebound. Klein is trying to hold it out with his foot. He does. Had his foot just square to the goal line, and back comes Najjar. Trailer is Gasanti. Najjar in behind the tough zone. To the corner he goes, to Gasanti. Gasanti can't get his stick on it, and Martin has it. 5:30 now left. Tufts. Center ice. Good end-to-end action. Trying to race around Gauguin. But Leary is pulled off the puck. Leary, though, continues on. In front, shot, save, rebound, and Klein makes the save as Gauguin and Klein exchanged possession of the puck. Finally, Klein came away with it, went right to the net, and almost put it home for the fourth Tufts goal. So with 5:20, the Panthers catch a little bit of a break here. Faceoff, though, deep in the Middlebury zone. Right side of Stephen Klein. Shots on goal even up right now, 34 aside. So Tufts out shooting the Panthers by 3 this period. 11-8. Panthers can't clear it out from the faceoff. Tufts, good pressure in the near corner in the Middlebury zone. Panthers trying to get something going here. Stevens with it now. Finally, he should be able to get out. He does to center ice. To Falvey. Over the line. Falvey and Haggerty shot. Good blocker save off the stick of Paul Falvey. Tufts in their own zone. In the corner trying to chip it out. Stopped by Gogan. Gogan sends a shot toward the net. Blocked and put into the corner. Picked off by Walter, and he throws it down the ice. Tufts looking for a line change. They're going to get it as there was no icing. And Middlebury now tries to go back the other way. That will be icing, though. And with 4:30, an errant pass there by the Panthers results in an icing call. And we'll skate this one all the way back into the Middlebury zone. 4:30 left in the contest. Tufts on top by a score of 3-2. Two power play goals by the Jumbos. The margin right at this point. Jumbos shot right from the faceoff from the stick of Brown. Good save, Klein. Around the boards it goes. Berger with it. Chewing up some time, just keeping the puck alive in the Middlebury zone. Panthers need to get out, and here they come. Gogan by the Tufts bench. He's muscled out of the play, and it's Berger with Brown coming back. In front now to Goldberg in front. Nothing going there. As a big shot by Berger stopped. Klein makes the save and then gives a big push to number 9 there, Brian Brown. And a penalty on the Panthers going in. This is going to be coming at the 16:05 mark. A Middlebury penalty and a matching penalty also to number 9. It's Gogan for Panthers and number 9 for the Jumbos is Brown, both going off, and I think this could be hitting after the call, hitting after the play, but that's not because the teams are going to skate four aside here. So, see if it was roughing when we get the final call. From the faceoff. Back to the point. Panthers in control in their own zone. Slashing the call for both players. And Middlebury comes in. New goal over the Tufts line. Hauled down from behind, but controls the puck. Fishman to Neary. Around the horn to New goal to Neary. Top of the slot. Here comes the shot. A little high over the crossbar. Gisanti. Battling like a warrior in the corner. Gets it back to Neary to Fishman. Fishman around one player. In on goal. Shot. Save. Rebound. Gisanti hauled down. Penalty coming up here against the Tufts Jumbos. As Gisanti was hauled down in a great wrestling move. Delayed penalty now on the Jumbos. Here come the Panthers. Najjar, the shot off the crossbar. He rang the bell. Horseshoes for the Jumbos. And they touch up the puck, and a penalty coming up here against the Jumbos. This one coming at the 17:09 mark. Vinny Gisanti was just absolutely hogtied by Nick Abani. And it's either going to be interference or holding. Take your pick of all of the above. It was a pretty vicious penalty. And so the Panthers now find themselves with an advantage. So Tufts skating with 3 men, Middlebury with 4. This is the opportunity the Panthers need. 2:51 left in the contest. Jumbos win the draw, and they send it all the way down the ice. Here come the Panthers. Holding the call, Middlebury's New Gold over the line, into this jumbo zone, in front, shot, score! Power play goal, Brandon McGovern, tic-tac-toe from the captain, Evan New Gold, and the Panthers tie the game at 3. McGovern, New Gold, tic-tac-toe, and the Panthers tie it at 3. For Middlebury, a power play goal, that coming at the 17:27 mark. The captain, Evan Newgold, doing all the work on that one. After the Jumbos had cleared it down the ice, the captain went down to retrieve the biscuit, and he brought it back, and McGovern puts the biscuit in the basket. So the penalty to Benny for holding, a costly one for the Jumbos, as the Panthers able to tie this one with just 2:30 now left in the third period. But back come the Jumbos. We're skating 4-on-4 for the next 29 seconds. Over the line, Jumbos, shots, save, rebound. Panthers clear it aside, and they shoot it down the ice. Willette. And it's picked off by Falvey. A breakaway, in-end goal, shot. Ah, good save by Poldy. Falvey with it again. Middlebury's bid to take a lead just about inches shy. And a whistle. And Stephen Klein actually picks up a point on that one. The goaltender, Stephen Klein, because he touched the puck when he gave it to New Gold. So the Panther goaltender picking up a rare assist. And with 1:54, game is tied at 3. Shots on goal favor the Panthers by 1. Right now, New Gold back on the ice with Jasanti and New Gold. A little bit of a change up in that line. They chip it into the tough zone. New Gold goes for it. Najard with it. To New Gold. Has Jasanti going to the net. Jasanti in the corner now. Flips it back to Gogan. Right side. Gogan the drive. Blocked at the defense and into the corner it goes. Cage with it. He chases it down. Muscled off the puck by Goldberg. Tufts tries to clear it, and they do, to the center ice area. To an off wing. Big race for the puck as Brown races in against it. Haggerty, though. McClellan picks it up. Tries to get something going at center ice. That stopped. And the Jumbos now. Brown at the Middlebury line. 1:08 left. Shot. Save. Nice. Stephen Klein covers up as good end-to-end action. A little bit of loose defense there on both teams' parts. And with 1:05 left, and the score tied at 3, a face-off coming deep in the Middlebury zone. So Brendan McGovern with a great shot and a greater goal for Middlebury. A power play notcher at 17:27 has tied this up for the Panthers. Klein looking to readjust his head mask. Good action throughout the game. Middlebury battling throughout. Tied at 3. McClellan. Behind the net. The Tufts Jumbos in front. Panthers trying to clear it out. They do. 50 seconds left in the game. Jumbos. A little more jump over the Middlebury line. Left side. In on goal, shot in front. Nobody there for the rebound. Picking it up is Charles. Charles, bounce pass. Tried to make it safe. That was broken up. Neary levels his defender. 31 seconds. Panthers, one last rush to win the game. Over the line to Tkachuk. Tkachuk sends it in. Poldy makes a good save with 24 seconds. And a faceoff coming deep in the tough zone to the right side of the netminder. Neil Sinclair changing up the lines here a little bit. He's got New Gold out with Najar and Jasanti. Fishman and Gogan at the points. It's pushed into the corner. New Gold takes his defender out of the play. Jasanti tries to do the same, but the Jumbos control the puck. 12 seconds left by the penalty box area over the blue line. Brown along with Goldberg, send it into the Middlebury zone. They try to chip it out in front. It's there. Gauguin takes it aside. There goes the horn. We're going to have some overtime here, folks. At the end of regulation, Middlebury 3, Tufts 3. Bit of a brief two-minute break. Teams will change ends. So let's recap the scoring while we have this opportunity. Tufts took the lead way back in the first period at the 5:54 mark. A power play goal from Lackner. Assist going to Walter and Goldberg. And after one period, Tufts was on top by a score of 1-0. In the second period, Middlebury drew even at the 4:03 mark. Jake Charles with a great assist from McClellan and Gauguin, but it was McClellan really that set that one up as he raced down the right side through the penalty box area in front of the Middlebury bench, outraced the Tufts defender and sent a pass in front that was deposited behind the goaltender for the Tufts Jumbos by Jake Charles. So at 4:03, the game was tied up. At 11:03 of that same period, though, a blast from the left point, Brian Ouellette of the Jumbos put them up by a score of 2-1, and that's how the second period ended. In the third period, Mike Najjar drew the Panthers even at the 3:07 mark. A great goal for him, his third of the season. New Golden Jasanti picking up the assists on that. But Middlebury not able to hold that tie, as at 6:59, the second Tufts power play goal of the evening, Goldberg, an assist from Ouellette and Brown, put the Jumbos ahead by a score of 3-2. But at 17:27, it was Brendan McGovern from New Gold and Klein, a power play goal. The Jumbos had done a nice job of clearing it down to the Middlebury end, but Klein tapped it ahead. The captain, Evan Newgold, took charge of it, brought it all the way into the middle to the Tufts zone, and Brendan McGovern deposited it behind Mason Pulte and tied the game. So that's where we stand right now. 5 minutes of overtime. Middlebury now, they're changing ends, so the Panthers will be at the Cornwall end of the ice, and they'll be skating from right to left. Five-on-five action for 5 minutes to see who picks up the second point of this afternoon's contest. And it's the Jumbos chipping it into the Middlebury zone. Cage to Najjar. Ahead to Jasanti. To Newgold. They can't quite keep it alive in the tough zone, but Najjar has it. Backhands it. Pulte didn't really see where it was, but there was no Panther there to pick it up. And here are the Jumbos at their own blue line. To center ice. It's Berger over the Middlebury line to Brown. To Berger, shot in. Good save, Klein. Nets off its moorings, and that will cause a stoppage in play. 4:25 now left in overtime. Fresh legs for both teams now. Neither coach wanted to make a mistake and keep players out there too long. Face-off, when it happens, appears to be coming just outside the Middlebury blue line at the face-off dot right beneath us here in the press box. And it's McClellan winning the draw for the Panthers. Tries to send it ahead to Tkachuk. He's stopped. Long shot from center ice by the Jumbos. Sticked aside easily by Klein. Fishman with it in his own zone. Up ice to McClellan. McClellan tries to feather a pass through to Tkachuk. That didn't quite work as it deflected off a tough stick into the netting. And a stoppage in play and a faceoff now with 4:07 left in overtime. Face-off left side of Pulte. McClellan to Charles. Back to the point to Fishman. Blast blocked in front. Panthers try to get a hold of it. Back to Fishman. Right side to McClellan in the corner. Charles trying to get in there to get a stick on it, but it's Flanagan picking it up, and away he flies for the Jumbos. Through center ice, over the line. Lackner into the Middlebury zone. He's stopped by Neary, and back comes Jake Charles. Ahead to Tkachuk, his shot. Good save. Behind the net. Berger loses the puck. To Falvey. 3:24. Falvey from a bad angle takes a shot. Middlebury, nobody there for the rebound. Tufts clears it to center ice. Berger with it to Cage over the right side. Cage's shot. Good save. Back to the point it goes. Stevens pushes it in behind the net to Falvey in the corner with 3 minutes left in overtime. Brown can't get a hold of it. Finally, Goldman does, but it's intercepted at center ice by the Panthers, and they skate back into their own net or known zone where Stevens has it. Stevens against Goldberg. Stevens continues in on goal. Stevens almost splits the defense, gets it to Newgold. Newgold trying to put some muscle, blows an edge as he tries to cut to the net, and is picked off by Goldberg. Goldberg able to clear it out before he takes a big check by Ron Fishman. Better count Panthers there. Too many men on the ice. No, we caught a break there. Jumbo's flipping into the Middlebury zone. 2:25 left in overtime. Jumbo's looking to set up something in front. They do. Klein watching the corner very nicely. Middlebury clears it around the boards and down the ice it goes. Kavanaugh back for the Jumbo's. 2:11 now left in overtime. Ahead to Leary. He's stopped. Giasanti to Neary now. Ahead to McClellan. Left side into the tough zone. McClellan loses an edge. Grabs a stick. And holds on for a faceoff as McClellan has the puck underneath him, I believe. 1:53 left in overtime. The score tied at 3. Faceoff coming in the tough zone. To the right side of Mason Poldy. Let's see what happens. Going down is Flanagan. Going down against McClellan. McClellan wins the draw in the corner, but Tufts controls. Send it out to center ice, where it's intercepted by the Panthers. Tkachuk turns the attack into the zone. He's stopped, and back is Lackner. Puck in the Middlebury zone now. Fishman. High flip shot, and that's going to go into the Middlebury bench area. And a stoppage in play now. 1:30 left in overtime. Good action here at Kenyon Arena. The Panthers battling all afternoon long, never have had the lead, but have battled back repeatedly from being down by one. Let's see if some of that Giasanti magic in a bottle of last night's victory over the Camels of Connecticut College can be revived here. McClellan goes down for the draw, pushes it into the corner, muscles his player out of the way as Berger can't get the puck. Picked off by Gauguin to the corner. Terry Gauguin trying to flip it. He does get it out. Good break for the Panthers with 1:09 left from the blue line. A big drive over the top of the head of Stephen Klein. He took a duck as that was a rocket off the stick of number 25 of Benne. Tufts another shot from center ice. Less than a minute left in overtime. Haggerty with the puck in front of the Middlebury bench. Pushes it into the tough zone. Cage looking to drive it a little bit deeper. 45 seconds back to the point to Haggerty. Right side. Haggerty avoids one man. Takes a shot. And the Panthers, though, have to go back to center ice. It's Cage to Falvey over the top of his stick. 29 or 39 seconds now left. And it's Lackner in front. Coming to the Middlebury zone. He's has his pocket picked by Fishman. Fishman now. That's going to be delayed offside on the Panthers. Tufts one last chance. 13 seconds left. Brown looking in front to Lackner. He can't feed it through to him. Back to the point it goes to Walter. Walter drives it in deep. 3 seconds left. That should just about do it, folks. And there goes the horn. And overtime proves nothing. As the Jumbos and the Panthers end this one tied at 3. No scoring in the overtime period, but the Panthers coming back mightily in that third stanza. And they tie the Tufts Jumbos here on a Saturday evening. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
One thing you want for Valentine's Day. Go.
Exactly. I don't know either. Village Gifts knows they have new Valentine's Beanie Boos, new baked beads jewelry, including heart earrings and necklaces, bangles, bracelets, and necklaces by Alexis Angels, earrings by Eye Catching Jewelry in Maine. Village Gifts for Valentine's Day. Route 15, Jericho.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
It's refund season, America. And this year, when you come into Block to get your refund, you'll also get a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people will win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. That could be an extra 1,000 Washingtons for you. A grand in your hand. But it's only happening for a limited time, so what are you waiting for? Don't you want a chance to get $1,000? Come into Block and get your money, and maybe an extra grand, too. Walk in to win. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18+. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Visit your locally owned and operated H&R Block office in Plattsburgh, St. Albans, Essex Junction, Burlington, South Burlington, and Williston today.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Kim Lower back at Kenyon Arena, where a very, very entertaining game this afternoon finds the Panthers and the Jumbos knotted at 3 after an overtime period. But in the third period, it was a very good Middlebury period. It started off at the 3:07 mark. Mike Najjar finished off a play with great work by Newgold and Jasanti. Tufts finally able to get to center ice. Cage, nice job as he picks it up, gets it to Falvey. They throw it in deep. Evan Newgold. Middlebury on a line change. Newgold just trying to keep the puck alive in the Tufts zone, waiting for some reinforcements. Gets Jasanti in there. Vinny Jasanti to Newgold. In front is Najjar. Score! Mike Najjar taking the pass on the corner from Evan Newgold, and the Panthers tie it at 2. But the Panthers not able to keep it tied for very long. Just 3 minutes and 52 seconds. The Jumbos pick up their second power play of the game. Goldberg puts it away with an assist to Ouellette and Brown. Face-off when it comes will be to the right side of Steven Klein. Panthers battling back from a 1-0 and 2-1 deficits to tie it at 2 so far. Kavanaugh, top of the slot, sends it in. Had a thought that Berger could redirect it, but Berger didn't quite get a stick on it. Now they do get it in front. Klein in front. Shot. Score! Tufts on a scramble in front. Kavanaugh and Berger will get some assists on that, but the Tufts Jumbo is a power play goal at the 6:59 mark. But the Panthers kept battling, and battling back they did. And finally, they were rewarded when at 17:27 of the third period, They picked up a goal after at 17:09. This is a power play goal for the Panthers. Abene takes the penalty for holding at 17:09, and the Panthers convert it to the tying goal at 17:27. Brendan McGovern from New Gold and goalie Stephen Klein. So tough skating with three men, Middlebury with four. This is the opportunity the Panthers need. 2:51 left in the contest. Jumbos win the draw, and they send it all the way down the ice. Here come the Panthers. Holding the call, Middlebury's New Gold over the line, into this Jumbo zone, in front, shot, score! Play goal, Brandon McGovern, tic-tac-toe from the captain, Evan Newgold, and the Panthers tie the game at 3. And that's the way the contest ended, 3-3. Not much proved in the overtime session, just a couple three shots from each teams. They end the game, shots on goal, 41 in favor of the Panthers, 39 for the Jumbos. But on the scoreboard, a 3-3 tie here on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to Kenyon Arena. The three stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The three stars of the game. First star of the game, going to Tufts number 8, Chad Goldberg. Goldberg picks up 3 assists on, you know, assisting on each of the 3 Tufts goals for that. He is the number 3 star, I guess appropriately enough, with 3 assists of tonight's game. Second star of the game, Evan Newgold, the captain. 2 assists on the night, and he really provided a lot of leadership out there for the team. Provided a lot of leadership in that third goal when he lugged the puck down the ice. He also set up an earlier goal as well when he set up Mike Najjar earlier in the afternoon. So Evan Newgold, 2 assists, the number 2 star. And the number 1 star, Brendan McGovern. Good overall game. He was finally rewarded with a goal there right at the end of the game. The third goal for the Panthers that finally tied it up. But McGovern had been in the face of the Tufts Jumbos throughout the night. Just a good, good, solid performance. If you had to call for an honorable mention in the game, you got to start to look at this kid, number 22, Spencer Cage. He is good. He's the real deal. And you can see Coach Neil Sinclair starting to rely on him more and more and more in defensive, key defensive situations. But the three stars of the game tonight, at any rate, number 3 star, Chad Goldberg from the Jumbos. Number 2 star from Middlebury, Evan Newgold. And the number 1 star, Brendan McGovern from Middlebury with the tying goal. Skate with the Panthers well underway. So if you have a thought about that, they're just starting it up here at 6:30 in the afternoon, so come on out. Plenty of photos being handed out by Scott Needham, the president of Friends of Panther Hockey. So come on out. Have a skate on the ice here with the team and get to talk to some of your favorite Panther players. next broadcast for the Panthers game comes up just this coming Friday. It's going to be on the 5th of February down in the Nutmeg State. My friend Brett Luthner will have all the play-by-play from Wesleyan, and then another Nutmeg Classic on that Saturday. It's Trinity Bantam. So this Friday and Saturday, the 5th and 6th at Wesleyan and at Trinity, make sure you tune in for all of the action. 6:30 pregame show on Friday, and the LeBurge pregame show at 3:30 on Saturday from Trinity. For Jim Ty, my great engineer back at the station, and myself, Kim Lower, the final score once again, Middlebury 3, Tufts 3, good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.